The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's... Well, I can do that better. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday! It's Expository Thursday as we get into the specifics of the armor of God. 7 pieces to the armor. That's right, not 6. As we remember to put on this suit daily. First up, the belt, the breastplate, the shoes. This is what starts the divinely instituted garment array. Next, we examine the shield, the helmet, and the sword, which tells us that this is a real battle. And finally, every suit of armor needs one key ingredient to make it all work. What is that? Why, it's the protective coating, of course.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. And you might say to yourself, Dave, when you say so much more, what do you mean by that? And what I really mean by that is so much more. Just that simple. We're asking you, what do you think? If you want to, you can text us. Text, T-E-X-T, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also call us at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Let's see if you can remember what we talk about. You can do a answer to a trivia question. You can have a prayer request. You can have a praise report. You can have a question, a pop question that we may be able to answer, but if it's too deep, we'll have to push it back into another part of the show or into a different show. That's kind of how that goes. But today is Expository Thursday, so we're going to dive into almost the very last part of Ephesians. We're going to talk about the armor, the specific instruments or the specific weaponry within the armor. First thing, though, we're going to do is throw your direction this simple and very, very easy trivia question. Who lied about the price they received for the piece of land and died as a result in the New Testament? I did not say Old Testament, folks. I said New Testament. Who lied about the price they received for a piece of land they sold and died as a result? Wow. Just going to tell you now, text 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. Always keep in mind, all topics are open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we get into our teaching, before we do anything else, we always want to remind people on a pretty regular basis about our DNA. Yesterday, T gave us the DNA. Excellent job, by the way. D stands for draw closer to the Lord. N stands for never be ashamed. A stands for always be ready. DNA, that's how the Christian should live their lives. Why is that? Because there's always something new coming. Did you hear about 2 days ago that there's this enormous sandstorm that is coming over the ocean and is going to hit into the United States? It's a huge sandstorm. This is exactly what it is. People are like, oh no, yet something else. But the good news is this sandstorm will reduce any kind of hurricane activity and it won't do any damage to anything, but it will create really pretty sunsets. So when you first hear it, you're like, oh no, another thing. Hey, guess what? There's going to be yet another thing. It's okay. You just use your DNA process. Draw closer to the Lord. Never be ashamed. Always be ready. Don't worry about the sandstorm. It won't do anything. But pretty sunsets. I mean, I like sunsets, right?
I do too. There's something.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to look at, you know. It's an amazing kind of picturesque kind of thing. Again, here is the trivia question. Who lied about the price they received for the piece of land and died as a result? If you know that answer, text 214-210-8483, or you can call in at 972-445-0770. Pretty simple. Here we go. History, people, history. Today is log cabin day. Have you ever been under the log cabin? I mean, have you ever like gone through one?
I actually haven't. I'm thinking about it, and I don't think I have.
Okay, let me help you out. Just because it's you and me, we're right here. Yeah, it's okay. It's a log cabin.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing to be excited about.
I know some people really like it, but it's like it's a log cabin. Okay. Anyhow, today is National Catfish Day. Got nothing there. Now, do you like catfish?
I love catfish.
What's good about it? Is it just because it's a good tasting fish?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. It's National Handshake Day, which went away with the virus.
Long gone.
Long gone. You can do the elbow thing. I think some people do that, or the air bump. That's the new one. You see the air bump? You go like, but you got to be 6 feet apart. Color TV Day. This is the day that color television was invented. I mean, some of that's good. I mean, you want to watch Star Wars in color, that's fine. Dick Van Dyke, though, better in the black and white. National Bomb Pop Day, that's the big popsicle that's red, white, and blue, and it looks shaped like a bomb pop or whatever, that bomb thingy.
Those used to be my favorite.
Those are great,
those
aren't
are
they?
Real good.
I like those. And then National Strawberry Parfait Day, you can't go wrong there. It's impossible. Let's talk about just a couple of important things. This will actually blow your mind. So on this day in 1962, on June 25th, 1962, this is the day that prayer was banned in public school by the United States Supreme Court. Watch out. What a bunch of dummies. But that's besides, they're really smart. No, they're not. That's not smart. That's created more problems than anything. Here was the really infamous prayer, the proselytizing prayer. Ready? Here it goes. I'm going to read it to you. This was the prayer they used to pray. Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence on thee, and we beg thy blessing on us, our parents, our teacher, and our country. Amen. Boy, what a proselytizing prayer that was! You just see the atheists shaking in their boots.
They're screaming.
It's just so unbelievable. It was like, come on, people. All right. Anyhow, let's move into the teaching. Again, the trivia question, very simple, not complex. You can text it in or you can call it in. Who lied about the price they received for the piece of land and died as a result of that in the New Testament? Wow. All right. Here's, let's see, but let's get ready to play our favorite Steve Martin clip because we're getting ready to do expository stuff.
Wow. 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 All I can say is wow. Wow. Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
Yeah, we spare no expense on this show. Just so you can know, there's no limit to how much we'll spend. That's a 4-second clip played twice. I don't like paying for stuff. Do we have a phone call on the trivia? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Man.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Yeah, excellent.
All right, my friend. Okay, so we had a couple people that sold land, and then they tried to communicate that they sold it for more than they actually did. And this is in the New Testament. As a result of it, they died. Who were the two people?
Ananias and Sapphira.
That is correct, sir. You are right. And so some people, have a kind of a difficult time understanding this, but I think the message that God made absolutely clear to the church is, you know what? Just tell the truth. Just be yourself. Don't try and make stuff up. In this in this realm, be real, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent intro. Excellent answer to the question. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the next storm.
Okay. God bless you, bro.
Bless you.
All right. Love that guy. He's just so great. I mean, I don't think he's ever called and got it wrong, which is kind of like, that's pretty good.
Right, like he nails it on the mark.
He knows it, right, yeah, bam, got it. All right, so here we go with the expository teaching. Keep in mind, I decided to split this up because there's so much material. I'm telling you, on every one of these things, I can do a whole hour, but I'm not going to do that to you. So we're going to do this, and then next week we're going to do the final Ephesians teach. And then I don't know if I'm taking a break on that next Thursday or not. I don't know from the expository, and I'm not sure how that's going to go, but we are going to be going into Philippians. So Philippians is the direction we're going, and I hope you're prepared for that. It's a little softer in its expository, but it's really good, really communicative, really practical material, so I really appreciate that. The Philippians epistle, in case you don't know, I'll just tell you this real quick, much more intimate than the epistle to the church at Ephesus. The one to church at Philippi, Paul, it was much more of an endearment letter. So we're going to kind of cover that. And you'll see it because you see how he uses terms of affection more so. Okay, let's go into our text. Here we go. I'm going to start with verse 13, but we're only going to do a few verses here. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness. So let me just say this. I did not plan this, but it just dawned on me. Amazing. I just didn't even plan it. I'm just looking at it. My mind is blown. The very first thing is on my piece of paper, belt of truth, sincere, be real. That was just our trivia question. That's just like, oh my goodness, that's exactly what this first thing is.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I love that. So here's what it is. It's being real. It's the no hypocrisy, no self-deception. I even have a side note here that says Acts 5. Just as that was answered, Ananias and Sapphira, the biggest thing about that is being fake. It's like, look, you're a Christian. If you've got troubles, if you struggle, that's normal. Okay, that's not abnormal. People don't want to be a Christians because they take a key and wind it up in their cheek and they smile all the time. That's ridiculous. People want to be Christians because you know as a Christian you can rely on the Lord to be your friend through thick and thin, through up and down, through in and out. You always have somebody who's there for you, with you, and to help you. And being real is a big part of that. And Christians not trying to be real is kind of like dumb. In fact, in the New Testament, with Ananias and Sapphira, the Lord killed them. I didn't write it. So the real first foremost thing to remember about getting up every day and being a Christian and putting on the armor of God is to have the belt of truth. That's not biblical truth. We'll get to that in a second. It's the sincerity. Be real. Don't be a phony. Don't be fake. If somebody says how you're doing and you're not doing fine, don't say fine. That's not what you should be doing. Reflect the truth. Be real. All right, when we come back, we'll hit the other pieces of the armor. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking.
Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box.
The David Spoon Experience.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to fight. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, we've already had a trivia call in and people texting in for the answer, so everybody is on target. I love when that happens. And even if you get it wrong and you get the right answer, that's something to learn. That's something to grow in. Our text, 214-210-8483. Our phone, 972-445-0770. Here will be the next trivia question. Here we go. Now, you know this, but think how to say it or think how to text it. You know this, but just think how to do it before you do it. What did the earth look like in the beginning? In the beginning. You don't have to go very far to figure out where this is in the Bible. Somewhere there in the Genesis 1, 2, 3. So you just don't have to go very far, but just what did the earth look like in the beginning? A couple things to remind you of. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. I will call your attention to this being June 25th, and we are a little low, and we will just ask you if you're able to give or participate. We ask you to do so. Do so through the website just because it's the easiest. Some people like to send physical checks, and we can arrange that, so that's not a big deal. You just got to either send me an email or call or whatever the case may be. But if you're able to give, we encourage you to give. And on that website, I had added two things. One person discovered the space station information, but there is something else on the website that's never been on there before. See if you can figure it out, and then let me know. David at hemustincrease.org. That's David at hemustincrease.org for the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, again, the trivia question. What did the earth look like in the beginning? Okay, we're really looking for two key elements there. Let's go back to our text because we have so much stuff to do and so much to cover. Here's the first thing we were talking about, verse 14. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. We already talked about that being sincere, being real. And you think, well, why isn't that biblical truth? Because biblical truth is one of them further down. That's how you know those are two different elements. And the word aletheia there is the same thing to do with Nathaniel, which is being a real person, being sincere, being truthful, being honest, being somebody who doesn't hold back their opinion. That doesn't mean they give their opinion at the wrong time. It just means that they kind of share without reservation. Also, the next thing is the breastplate of righteousness in place. And this is a hotly debated, the breastplate of righteousness. And that's us being righteous like Jesus. Wrong answer. You want to know why that's the wrong answer? Because the breastplate in armor was there to protect the body. The breastplate wasn't there to shine a light. It was there in case something got through. It would save the body from attack. And so how you know what it is just by the weapon itself. By the way, there's no back to the breastplate. It was a breastplate with straps on the back or hooked onto the shoulders. And the breastplate of righteousness, and kind of important to understand this, is not your righteousness or the righteousness that you try to muster up. It's actually the righteousness of Jesus Christ that covers you, because brother and sister, we need a bulletproof vest in the spiritual wars. And the righteous work of Jesus Christ protects us, because our good works cannot save us. Okay? Doesn't matter how good you are or how good you do, the real answer to those that are trying to get saved by their own works is ruh-roh, because that's just a bad idea. That breastplate is your saver. If something gets through and penetrates all the other things you got going on, that will protect you. What is that? The righteousness of Jesus Christ. How do you know? Because it's the only thing that's there that covers, simply for protection's sake. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, you don't have to make this hard at all. So you have truth, the belt of truth, sincerity. That's the thing that clicks it all together, that kind of makes everything come together. Is, as you know, most belts are kind of accessory oriented. In this case, it's probably the belt that keeps everything together, put together. The next thing you have is the breastplate of righteousness, which is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I don't care how many times you've heard it the other way. I get it. It's just, what does the instrument do in warfare? It protects. It's defensive. The next thing is the feet of the gospel of peace. And it says this: stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Ready? Get ready. Ready? You ready? Ready? Okay. Where do your feet go? Watch this. Wherever you go, your feet go. You get that? Okay, I want everybody to catch this. Where do your feet go? They go wherever you're going, your feet are going, right? I mean, wherever you're walking, right, your feet are there. What does it say about your feet, wherever your feet are going? Readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. We, in regards to having the feet for the gospel, should be ready to share the gospel of peace wherever we go. Bam! That's how it connects. You're like, wait a minute. You're telling me that the feet have to do with the gospel of peace and that we should be, yep, that's all part of the DNA process, right? Right? Draw closer to the Lord, never be ashamed. What's A? Always be ready. Aha! Aha, aha, aha. So you're always bringing with you, wherever you go, the gospel of peace. What's important about that is that oftentimes Christians are not conscious of that. We're not aware of that. We don't think of that. When we get into situations, we have friends around us, we have things going on, whether you're going to a restaurant, whether you go to a lounge, I don't even care. It's like people are like, oh, you're freaking out. You're saying, I don't care. I don't care if you meet him at church. I don't care if you meet him at the roller derby. I don't care if you meet him at the movie theater. I don't care where you are, where you go, and what you do. Wherever you go, that gospel of peace should be going with you, period. And you should be prepared. Because that gospel of peace is with you, you should be prepared to share that with those people around you that don't have peace. You've heard me talk about this before. It is the number one element why our country and the world medicates, because we don't have peace. That's the biggest. You're talking to a guy that was a purveyor of recreational pharmaceuticals, which means I was a drug dealer. I was a user and I was an abuser. I'm telling you, the thing that makes people freak out is the roughness that takes between the left and the right ear, the roughness that takes place in the center of your being, your emotions. There's no peace. And that's why the peace of the gospel is one of the most important tools for evangelism and for your health and well-being. Okay? So wherever you go, you take the gospel of peace. You have the breastplate of righteousness, which is the righteousness of Jesus Christ to protect you. You have the belt of truth buckled around your waist, which is sincerity, being real, not being phony. Anybody can spot a phony. For you not to think that, I did an interview with a guy that did a movie, that directed a movie, and he's younger. And I said, what is it you want people to know in the church? He said, we spot the phonies almost immediately. That's the first thing he said to me. It's like, wow. Right? And then he says this. So you feet fitted with the readiness of gospel peace. And in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the fiery arrows of the evil one. So you have to think of the shield as, now you know what a shield is, right? Everybody knows what a shield is. It's kind of like your big metal kind of thing. You have to think of the shield of faith as a big shield of water. And what the devil does is he pulls an arrow and tries to nail you, and he has a flaming arrow, and it's full of fire, and he's trying to fire it at you. Doom, 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 doom. And he's trying to pick you apart in different areas, and the shield of faith is what you use to quench and destroy those arrows from Satan. And he shoots one of those flaming arrows at you. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. And you hold up the shield of faith, and you say, God so loved you that he gave his one and only begotten son. Squish. Get it? And you just quenched it. You just extinguished it. And the devil comes at you. You'll never be able to get through this trial. It's too much for you. And you pull up the shield of faith, and then you remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Shh, arrow down. Because the devil is going to shoot at you in every and any area he can target you in, and he's going to shoot his flaming arrow at you, and you have to have your shield of faith, which is like a shield of mighty divine water that quenches what the devil shoots at you. Isn't that cool? I mean, just think about that. And every time he fires at you, and he fires at you time and time and time again, looking at whatever he can to pick you off, to make you neutralized so you are of no effect for any kingdom. That's what he's looking for. He doesn't need you to not, you know, he doesn't need you to be working in his kingdom. He just needs you not to work for God's kingdom, just to kind of quench you down. So he shoots his arrows at you. This person's this. This situation's this. This feels like this. I'm like this. I feel this way about myself. All these arrows that he shoots at you. It's never going to change. Nothing ever changes. Always the same. Rut in, rut out. Nothing different. Keep shooting them, shooting them, shooting them, shooting them. What do? You hold up the shield of faith, which is that divine water that quenches those arrows, and you take them down. And if he shoots three arrows at you, you hold up your shield of faith longer. What is it that quenches those? Your shield of faith that God is greater than any of the attacks. And every issue you have can be solved through that communion you have with God. How far does faith go? Raises the dead. That's pretty far. Yeah. That's pretty far. Stops the sun and moon. Yeah, that's pretty far. That's pretty far, right? A lot of people say, oh, everybody thought everything centered around the earth. Really? Then why did Joshua say, stop the sun and stop the moon? Stop it. It's just people, they just don't think it through. Anyway, keep that in mind. Let's answer the trivia question. The trivia question is straightforward. What did the earth look like in the beginning? It was without form and empty. Tahu and bahu in the Hebrew. Since I'm getting ready to do my Hebrew class, you'll just have to hear a lot of that stuff. I can't help you. All right, folks, we're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water, and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven, and that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I don't think that Tierra's heard a lot of those. Have you heard a lot of those sounds? Those are all new, aren't they, for you?
Yes, I have not heard. I was yes. Shocked. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, if I'm you, I'm just, you know, if you have to, you know, throw up, there should be a bucket in there somewhere. So some of it's pretty weird. I'm
gonna
just saying.
Throw up already. Yeah,
no, just don't do it on the board, because then we won't be able to broadcast.
I mean, I'm the only one using it, so I'd have to.
Well, that's a good point. You do have an excellent point there. All right, folks, here, getting ready to keep things moving along. You know you can reach us, 214-210-8483. Oh, don't get grossed out by us talking. 214-210-8483. Our phone number here, 972-445-0770. I'm in a pretty good mood today, I will tell you. I've got 98% done on my paper, so I'm happy about that. And then I've got the new class that's come into play, but I've checked it out, and it doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to be, which is kind of nice, because I thought it was going to be much worse. So that's good that you get to kind of drop it down. But, you know, it's part of it. And so I'm a little more like, okay, yeah, kind of up and so on and so forth. And kids are doing good, and just keep them in prayer. I'll keep your kids in prayer. You keep my kids in prayer. Just keep it as simple as possible. Let's get ready for the next trivia question. What does the shepherd in the parable of the lost sheep do once he realizes that one of the sheep is missing? What does he do? I mean, Bambi's gone. All right, you know. What's a famous sheep? I guess whatever a famous sheep name is, I can't even think of any famous. Isn't that terrible? What about lamb chops? There's the old puppet lamb chops. Lamb chops gone. What do we do? Besides mint jelly, folks. I mean, I'm just saying, what does the shepherd do? Apparently, I'm hungry.
I can't.
Is it right? Mint jelly. Okay. No, what does the shepherd do? All right. 972-445-0770 if you want to stop us from this insane train. Or you can text us, 214-210-8483. What does the shepherd do for the missing sheep? Okay. Very important to know. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Again, there is a second item up there that most people do not know. Just letting you know. David at hemustincrease.org is the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Again, we are announcing that we will be going into Philippians after we're done with Ephesians. So we have Ephesians, the last half of today, and then we have next week to close out. And then I haven't decided if I'm taking just a one-week break between all that, but then we'll be doing Philippians throughout the summer. Let's get back into our text, though, because I think it's extremely important for people to catch that these things that we're talking about in the armor of God are daily. They're not like, I put this on every so often. No, you don't. You put this on every day. So you have to understand, you put on sincerity first. Don't be fake. I mean, I did have somebody, and it did happen, where we had a very tough thing happen. We walked into a church that we were visiting, and the person came up to me and said, put on your Jesus face. I don't know if I'm sure I mentioned this. And so I said to them, which one? The one that he exhibited when he was being crucified? It's like, that's as real as everything else. So don't do that weird stuff, okay? Just be normal. Just be yourself. You don't have to be something you're not. And then we talked about understanding that we have a breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our bulletproof vest. Anything gets through, we're covered. Anything penetrates, we're covered. Make a mistake, you're covered. That's what that best breastplate of righteousness is. It's a safety factor. The feet of the gospel means that wherever your feet go, you bring the gospel of peace. Take it with you wherever you go, prepared to share, prepared to concentrate, prepared to meditate on it. God has given us good news of peace, one of the things that mankind strives to find in the depths of his and her soul. Is that peace? Well, the good news is a gospel of peace. Peace between God and you, and peace for yourself. Very important, right? And so now we go into the, from there, we talked about the shield of faith, which has to do with the flaming arrows and the darts. I mean, you can think of the flaming arrows you can think of it either as an arrow or even as a dart that's on fire, because actually either of those would actually fit the word. And it's like they're getting thrown at you to stick you, to hurt you, to wound you, which is why you have to have faith to quench that before those arrows pierce you. It doesn't mean that it's not coming towards you, but you hold up faith to defend yourself against it. And then the next two things are just, I mean, I could teach 5 hours on these things. The next thing, it says you take, after you have the shield of faith, right, and you extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, then you take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So there are two things in play in this segment. So we've talked about, we've talked about the buckle or the belt. We've talked about the breastplate. We've talked about the feet. We've talked about the shield of faith. Now we're talking about the helmet and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let's understand what the helmet is. The helmet of salvation. Where does a helmet go? Okay, this is not rocket science. It goes on your head. What is it that's being protected on your head? Is it your cheekbone that we're trying to protect here? Is it your front tooth? Or is it your brain that we're trying to protect the most so it doesn't fall outside of your head? And the reason that we have the helmet of salvation is the helmet is of salvation is because in our brain, of all the things that go on and all the things that take place in warfare, the one thing you and I have to remember every single day when we get up is we're saved. Saved, 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 saved. There's going to be a day, either the trumpet blows for you personally or blows corporately, that we're like, over, that's it, okay. I'm going down the streets of gold, can't wait to see what kind of house I got. This is going to be fun, we're going to have a great time. Revelation 19, we're going to have a feast, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. There's things God has in store, they're just too powerful for me to understand in my current condition. It's going to put me in another condition so I can't understand them, and we're just going to awesomely enjoy each other for millions and billions and trillions and gazillions and gazillion dillion dillion years. That's what's in your brain. That protects you. That's what you walk with. That's the helmet that you have on your head, the helmet of salvation, protecting our minds with the security and the fun of eternity. Like, wow. You can't possibly think you're going into eternity and it's going to be terrible. What kind of eternity is that? That'd be hell. But you're not going to hell. You're going to heaven. So that helmet of salvation is crucial. It's critical for you to understand what that is. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is the truth, which is our weapon, which is our authority, which Jesus, you know, said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that we know that all scripture is God-breathed. How many scriptures? All scriptures are God-breathed. If God could create the universe, he can write a book. Every time Jesus encountered, or when Jesus encountered Satan, he did nothing but use scripture and won that straight out. Whenever he was dealing with the hypocrisy, the lies of the worldly, the fake religious, or any other title you want to throw in there, he'd just quote the truth, he'd explain the truth, he'd expound upon the truth, he'd just declare it. And it was like, bam! Because of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, gives us this great power. And the helmet might be something that you use as a safety factor, but the sword of the Spirit, baby, that is offensive and defensive and in every which way. And that's why you hear me. I mean, how many times have you heard me like a Meshuggah now, saying, hey, get in the book. Read the book. And people are like, well, what should I read first? Start in the New Testament. Pick a book. Start with Galatians. Start with John. Start with Mark. Start with Matthew. Start with Luke. Everybody goes, well, start with John. I don't care where you start. Get in the book. I don't care if you open Sesame and just start reading. Read it. Read it. Why? Because it's what God has to say. And that's what gives you that understanding. The faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It helps you build up your shield. Helps you have a sword. Helps you understand the helmet. It helps you put the gospel of peace on your feet. It helps you appreciate the breastplate of righteousness that you have. And it helps you be sincere, truthful, and real, because God calls you to be that way and doesn't want you to be a phony. Okay. Are we putting all these things on perfectly? No. Maybe God will have you emphasize one over another. Maybe there'll be more focus on one because you're really lacking in that. Maybe you're really good at the salvation part, but you're really bad at the shield of faith part. No, I don't know. Talk to God. He's the author. Ask him. Hey, what do I need to work on? Hey, work this on me. Hey, change me. But you got these six items. You're going to see where the seventh item comes in after this. But you've got this. You've got this belt. You've got this breastplate, this bulletproof vest. You've got these shoes. Then you've got the shield of faith. You got the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which you know already without me even saying anything to you. That's like so important. It's incredible. Of course it's important. It's the word of God. It's what God has to say. It has to do with the hero Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Well, hear, O Israel, is the first part of the Shema. What does that say? Hear. Hear. Well, that was that book. The Word of God. So see how this works? Hearing the Word of God. See how these are connecting? It's important. It's crucial. Crucial. So I highly encourage you in these six elements. And when we get back, you know, we're going to cover that seventh element, which a lot of people may not consider part of the armor, but I do. And so you're going to just get my take on it, and you can either add it in or not add it in. To not add it in is kind of goofy, but, you know, you'll have to figure that out. But these six things, there should be things we should be embracing on a regular basis, because they bring the faith to the forefront of your life, especially if you're mindful of them. All right. What does the shepherd in the parable of the lost sheep do once he realizes they're missing? He leaves the other 99, goes after the one, because he loves so much, so well. Isn't that cool? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke.
How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on. You don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, where I am my own best audience. I'm just saying. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I still laugh at those jokes, and they're years later. It's just the cheetah. I mean, come on, that is so good. Who doesn't he trust? The cheetah. That's right. You are welcome to Texas, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you're welcome to call us, 972-445-0770. Here is our last trivia question. Not necessarily an easy trivia question, interesting one. What affliction did Hannah suffer from that allowed Penina. Can never say that right. What affliction did Hannah suffer from that allowed Penina to provoke her? What did Hannah suffer from? Okay, what did she suffer from? Getting a little jabbed because of it. What was Hannah's big issue in life? If you know that answer, text 214-210-8483. And then if you're welcome to call us, you can do that. 972-445-0770. Website, HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. David at HeMustIncrease.org is the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I'm actually seriously considering not using any of those anymore, just in case you're wondering. It's like they're just getting all weird. I don't know. Sometimes I look at that stuff. I said probably about 8 or 7 years ago, as cool as social media is, as soon as people start getting sued for everything they post, that'll be the end of that. I mean, that's if you think that hasn't happened, you haven't been watching. So keep aware of that. All right, so we talked about the armor, and we want to talk about this and close this out right. So you have these six pieces that are involved in the armor that we've reviewed so far. You've got, of course, you've got the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet with the gospel of peace. You have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Okay, these are six really important elements. But verse 18, I think, is a part of this. And most specifically, when you see the word and typically in a translation,
what it's trying to communicate, in our English, we split things up in sentence structures a lot differently than they did in the time that they were writing the Greek. And that "and" connects verse 18 to 17. In other words, 17 and 18 we see as separate verses, but the Greek text doesn't. It sees it as one verse. So it says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." And so to me, the seventh element or tool, the thing that enables you to have a protective coating over all of this material, is prayer. And it would be kind of weird to think that God wouldn't include prayer as part of the armor, if you think about it. So what we're talking about is prayer. Prayer in, prayer with, prayer through, prayer under the Holy Spirit. So remember, in 2 Corinthians 13:14, it specifically says that we have love from God the Father, grace from the Lord Jesus Christ, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. If you're thinking, well, where's that fellowship? Ta-da! And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. People get into this and they try and divide this up. I'm pretty sure when Paul is saying, on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, he's going, in each and every possible way, do this in the Spirit. Which really means, one, don't pray in the flesh. Number two, it doesn't mean pray from your natural soulish desires, but pray in concert and connection with what the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you in. And this should cover everything. This shouldn't cover some things. It should cover all things. This is a daily battle requirement for a daily dependence, for daily prayer on God. Full dependence on God, which requires a daily effort. And you and I daily need to spend time in prayer. I understand. I'm very busy, Dave. Big Bang Theory's on from 7 to 7:30. Well, I understand. Okay? But that's probably not more important than spending 5 or 10 minutes with God. Is it? And so we pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Now watch this, because I think that prayer is the seventh, but there's a little caveat here. With this in mind, be alert. Okay? Remember what Jesus said? People think he said, pray and watch. No, he didn't. He said, watch and pray. So you got to see what's going on. You got to be alert. I mean, when you're driving down the road, now let me ask T, do you drive on the freeways here in Texas?
I do.
How alert do you have to be when you're driving on the freeway?
Always alert.
I mean, always, from not just in front of you, but even people from behind you, right? They come up 9 trillion miles an hour. They go right by you, and you're thinking, if I did that, I'd get a ticket, right? But you have to always be alert. You always have to always have this mind. You have to always be ready. Well, we're supposed to be alert. Watch this. And always keep on praying for who? All the saints. Part of the armor involves everybody. You should be praying for everybody. You hear me, and I know you feel this in me, that we need to be praying for one another. Even if you just mention one another in prayer, that whopping 5-10 seconds, it's okay. Do that. The Lord knows who you're talking about. The Lord knows your nickname, like we were talking about with Jerry, with Ace. The Lord knows who it is. Pray for the audience. Pray for the people around you. Pray for the people that live close to you. Pray for the people in the circumstance you're going through. Pray for the people that are affected by the circumstance you're going through. Pray for the people immediately around you, and then that next circle around you, and then that next circle around them. It doesn't take much time. I pray for my in-laws on a every day basis. I also pray for their kids. Do you know how long it takes me to say, I pray for Ashley's parents, Lord, and I ask you to bless their brothers and bless her sister? That took 2 seconds. Ooh. Or when I'm praying for Aunt Deb, I'll say something along the lines of, for Aunt Deb, I'll say, bless her, bless her husband, Stephen, and all the stuff they're doing, and bless their kids. Their kids are going to new adventures. I know a little bit more about the kids. I can pray a little bit more. And then when I don't know, what I'm unaware of, I'll say, what's going on. Take care of them. Help them. Guide them. Right? I mean, then I'll pray for people that I know that I'm somewhat close to, but they don't know you, Lord, the way that I you know, that I believe they can know you. So I pray for these people that they would get to know you better. I don't have to make a theological construct for to ask God to help. It's not, that's not what's required. What's required is to petition and pray for all these people. And you know, somebody asked me, you know, how is it you pray so long? It's like I stopped thinking about myself. That's the answer. Think about other people. Think about what they're going through. Think about their trials, their struggles. Think about how hard it is for you at times and how that must be true for them as well. But that prayer is a powerful protective coating. So I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you as a brother in the Lord. I'm nothing more than your brother. I'm your brother in the Lord. As a brother, let me give you some solid brotherly advice, whether you're older than me or younger than me. Spend even a little bit more time in prayer. It will benefit you. It will not hurt you. It will bless you. And it will certainly bless others. So you have this all put together. You have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. You have the feet of the gospel of peace. You have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. And you pray. You put a protective coating over all these six items, and you pray in, with, through, under, by the Holy Spirit in everything, in every circumstance. Don't pray in your flesh. Pray in the mind of God, not in the mind of your, oh, this is what I want. Pray in that premise. Pray, pray, pray. It's the oil, so to speak, for the armor, because you're praying in the Spirit, and the Spirit is known as oil. And this is a daily battle that requires daily dependence on God. And keep all the saints in mind. Keep a bunch of people in mind. Take an extra 5 minutes the next time you pray and pray that whole 5 minutes not thinking of yourself once. That's a great exercise. Because it's not just about us. It's about all of us. And it's about God and his kingdom. And we're called to help his kingdom kids. You want to help them? You don't always have to write him a check. Sometimes you can just pray for him. So that's how I view the armor. Do I do this perfectly all the time? I think you know better. I assume you know better. I believe that your intelligence is at my level and higher. So therefore, I'm just going to say you know a lot better. Doing the best I can, just like you are with everything we got. I lack in a couple of these from time to time, but I seem to go in and out. So I always ask the Lord, you're going to have to help me focus on what I got to focus on. I'm not that bright. So, okay. All right. So the last trivia question, what affliction did Hannah suffer from that allowed her rival to provoke her? She could not have children. She was barren. So she was infertile. She could not produce and it drove her nuts. Then she did have the child, was thankful, and gave that child to the Lord. That child's name was Samuel, where we get 1 and 2 Samuel. Aha, very interesting. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll come back for more. Talk to you then.
Views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.